guest today is Rafael Realde. Rafael, how are you?
Fine, thanks.
Am I pronouncing your name correctly?
Yeah, it's fine.
Where are you from?
Italy.
Italy, so it's Rafael Realde.
It's too complicated.
I didn't say it wrong?
No, it's fine.
Okay, well, you say it. What do you do, Rafael?
Oh, I am here at the IT Camp 2016. Mm-hmm. This is my fifth year here.
Oh, excellent. This is my third year. Yeah. Great conference.
Yeah. It's a great place, mm-hmm. good people, mm-hmm. and then really a great conference. And we had 600 people.
Wow. I was in your session yesterday, and I think all 600 people were in your session, standing room only.
Absolutely. The room was full, and talking about the introduction to .NET Core.
Mm-hmm. And then today I wasn't able to see your talk because mine was at the same time. But what did you talk about today?
I digged in on ASP.NET Core security because I love the security stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really wanted to dig in. But since there was nobody talking about ASP.NET in general, so it's ASP.NET Core in general, I wanted to introduce the ASP.NET stack for them, and it was pretty nice. But there are so many things to say that I may have missed something.
For those who have used ASP.NET in the past and done authentication, authorization, and implemented security, has that changed a lot with the .NET Core, which isn't officially released yet?
The ASP.NET stack has been rewritten totally from scratch.
Okay.
And there are good reasons for this, like, for example, going cross-platform.
Right.
And so I showed one of the demos under Ubuntu Machine.
Wow.
That's exciting for a developer to go on as many machines as possible, of course. And also to make the stack more performant and smaller so that it's a really very, very fast to process the request and answer with the response. And then there is the unification of the MVC and the web API stacks so that there is just one controller.
Right. Okay. They were very, very close before.
Absolutely.
But now they're the same.
Most of the authentication part, so who you are, is basically the same of the one that we already used under OWIN stack.
Uh-huh.
That is the previous stack, basically, on 4.5.
Yeah.
And but the authorization part is so nice. I love it so much. And that's changed.
So just to be clear, this people confuse us a lot. So we'll define authorization versus authentication.
Yeah. Authentication is who you are.
Okay.
Authorization, what can you do?
Okay.
And the authorization is different because, first, we have now the claim principle that is the only principle we have. The principle represented the user.
Okay.
So basically is your passport. And you have claims inside
the
passport. The claim and declares what are the truth that your code can trust in. So, for example, I have a driver license,
mm-hmm.
and there is your age, hair color, mm-hmm. and how tall you are, and so on.
Okay,
these are the claims. So, are assertion that you can trust because they were. Given from your identity provider.
I see. Okay. So in this case, the identity provider is the state.
Yeah, in this case, it's the state.
It will tell me your birth date, and I trust the state, and therefore I trust that claim.
Exactly. So you may use whatever identity provider you decide in your application. Basically, the templates creates the basic one that are with the forms authentication, that is the classical we always had in the past, but also the social identity providers like Facebook, Google, Microsoft, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
So we can authenticate using Facebook so that I don't have to require you to log in with creating a new password for my website. But this is really nothing new. We had this stuff even before. And there are nice point because now that the stack on the ASP.NET use dependency injection by default and provide a component that is very nice in the stack, you can also add a few components to change the way the principle is built. So the number of claims that are injected inside the principal. This is important so that you can also, once you are authenticated from Facebook, let's say, you can make a query on your database, retrieve other data, and create new claims for the business-specific stuff that you need.
Oh, I see. So you may have a list of what department they're in, for example.
Let's say that
you can only view documents in your own department.
Absolutely. So that you can do this stuff. And then once you have this, you have the principal, you have claims. Now the problem is the authorization. And in the past, you either could put the authorized attribute on your code,
mm-hmm.
but you know, in the past, we many users use the user-based authentication, putting user equal like
yeah.
Raf.
Well, yeah, or but is enrolled or something.
That's
like that.
Bad because I don't want to put my name cabled in hard-coded inside the code. And even roles are not enough for most of the use cases. Yeah, because the roles are either, it's a kind of Boolean equation. Either you are in a role or you are not there. Well, if I need to know the color of your hair, I need a value. And that's provided by the claims. So okay. that you may have, for example, your age. That is important to decide if you can...
And your age changes every single day.
Exactly.
It's tough to add people to roles when they turn 21 years old, for example.
Absolutely. So that in America you can drink something, in Europe is 18, and so on. You can make it variable and so forth. So the authorization is no more based on users and roles. Okay, you can do kind of tricks to have compatibility with your previous code, but let's talk about the new stuff that's more
okay.
important.
And it's more what, based on claims?
Yeah, the policy.
Policy.
The policy is a kind of set of rules that are called requirements. So basically, you can declare with a name that you have a kind of policy that have many requirements. For example, for a document can be that I have the requirement to be the author of a specific document to be able to have a full access over it. Or, for example, I may have the requirement to be part of the department, as you said, to be able to access a specific document. Once you satisfy all this requirement, you are authorized to proceed to access the document. So you have to satisfy all the requirements to be able to access, to have the authorization for that specific operation. Then each requirement, you may be surprised, but there is no code for the requirement. The requirement is something like declarative, very simple.
Maybe you decorate your methods and classes?
You just implement an empty interface. So maybe even an empty class. Then you have as many handlers as you want to manage the real logic that deals with the business logic that cares about how to authorize you for this stuff. Before and after, you have to write code to check your age, your color hair, or whatever authorization stuff you want. These are the handlers. And for each requirement, there will be many, one or more handlers. And you just have to satisfy one of them to be authorized. There are many because you may have multiple ways to identify satisfy the requirement. For example, you may have to check either the database or another storage to check for the requirement to be satisfied with that specific handler. So it's very very easy to implement whatever logic you want without doing many errors in the code as happened in the past. And most important is that there is a specific treatment for resource-based authorization. So when you have to make imperative checks over documents, for example, they want to know if that particular document can be accessed from a given user.
Okay.
Okay, there is a specific class that lets you template it. You will receive in the handle the document that the user wants to access, and you may check specifically for that document if he is either the author or not, for example.
Oh, I see. So you can get as granular as you want with your security, way beyond
Absolutely.
Users and roles.
Absolutely.
Interesting.
That's
and this is .NET Core has been in flux for a while. Where does it stand right now? Do you know where?
Now we are in RC2.
Okay, so RC2 implies that the interfaces, the features will not change. Only bug fixes.
Mostly not. There are still few changes that has been announced on the project JSON, and they will turn back in an XML file.
Okay.
But mostly the whole thing is very good, and you can already find many documentation on the website docs.asp.net.
Okay. And are you writing about this? Are you blogging about it?
I am tweeting at the moment.
Tweeting, that's a very short blog.
Yeah, super short. I have
and you're
promised
teaching
to myself that I have to begin again to blog.
Okay, yes. And you're teaching as well and speaking.
Yeah, of course.
What's up? What's next for you?
Oh, the next speaking engagement is probably in June with a local user group.
Okay, in
Genoa. We have a great user group in Genoa.
Mm-hmm.
We organized many things together with the Association of the Engineers, and one of the latest meeting we had about IoT, we reached roughly 200 people in the main theater of the city.
Oh my gosh.
So there is a lot of interest around all the stuff.
Yeah.
The user group is called .NET Liguria. Liguria is the region in Italy. It's very nice on the sea.
Mm-hmm.
You should come to me too.
I would love to come, and maybe I can come to your user group.
Yeah, of course.
I was in Genoa, it must be 30 years ago.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Long, long time ago.
Yeah. It's so nice.
It was really nice. And your Twitter is where?
At Rafaeler. So at my complete name and the initial of the last name.
I see.
Yeah.
Rafael, thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye, David. We are here at the ID Camp, and there are many, many friends, and we share the passion for technology, and it's literally amazing. See you next year at the ID Camp 17.